Hi, this is Robert Kiyosaki, and you're listening to Capital Hacking with Josh and Eric. This is the most important thing you can listen to today.
On today's episode of Capital Hacking,
society must understand and adapt to structural changes because things will never go back to what they were. And after a couple milestones are done, there's no way you're going to be able to move society back. So it's time, either you embrace blockchain and you become a part of the disruption, or you stay relaxed and don't pay attention to it and be a follower five years from now, and you have to pay catch up.
I have a dream.
With great power comes great responsibility.
I can do this all day.
Shit, don't get scared now.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Cinderella's story, out of nowhere.
It's in the hole!
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Capital Hacking begins in 3, 2, 1.
Da-da-da-da. Right before we bring you the big show, this is Josh McCown here bringing you a vital announcement about December 10th. If it's in your wheelhouse, we'd love to meet you face-to-face December 10th at the Accountable Equity Learn and Grow Day event. It is all day. It's a Friday. Take the day off. Come see the beautiful Renault Winery Resort. Why don't you bring the kids and go ice skating at the glorious Vintner Wonderland? It's heralded on all the press outlets. You've got to see it to believe it. But while the kids are having fun, slip in to a full day of wealth building and understanding the power of masterminding within an investor community. Yes, this is that event for our accountable equity investors, and it is open to the public. Why? Because we have an incredible keynote at the end of the day. His name is MC Laubscher. You may know him as the world famous cash flow ninja. We know him as our beloved friend and great investor. You've got to hear what he has to say that will just shift your mindset and help you get to the next level. So if you're an investor, please register right away. If you're not an investor, but you're actively learning about how capital works and how power of wealth building communities like this investor mastermind, please join us. It costs almost nothing. And you can register on accountableequity.com. Yes, accountableequity.com. Look up events and find the December 10th Learn and Grow. Cannot wait to have you there.
Welcome back to Capital Hacking. Great to see you, Mr. Eric Cabral.
Always good to see you, my friend. Happy to be here.
We are here today to disrupt so many things, correct?
Yes. Disrupt. And yes, this is a mind bender, as you love to say.
I do love to say that. I do that and be inside baseball. And we say inside baseball a lot, and we don't even know what it really means because I don't know all about baseball.
I always just imagine it's something going in the locker rooms, you know, some helmets being thrown at the wall. And, you know, and I wasn't throwing helmets, but I definitely, I got a little lost, I'll admit. And I'm hoping anyone who loves blockchain or is interested in it, we have an expert here that's talking about blockchain.
We do. So we're sitting down into an audio mastermind, and you're about to hear from Edward Rodriguez, CEO of BPN Capital Group, a DeFi multi-service firm. Now, we said that here. We didn't say it all the way, that whole description, when we were in the show. The show goes through, you know, we didn't get into all of his immigrant background, but he talks in other, we've also heard him talk about how he believes being an immigrant has been a strength for him as he grew, as he grew as an entrepreneur, talked about his family life and how strong that was at questioning and change, you know, and being able to see through the capital code. So basically what I got out of it was this guy's been seeing the way business works and assets work since 14.
Yeah, when he had 16 hot dog stands.
I love that. That's
another conversation. I was like, I want to hear more about the how you got 16 hot dog stands when you were a teenager. But yeah, I mean, I've heard many, many times, and I understand and see it in full play, you know, how immigrants make some of the best entrepreneurs. And he's an example of that. And he just taught himself so much strategy in so many different vehicles and businesses and different types of investments. He was also a quant analysis. I mean, that just blows my mind, too, that, and talk about seeing through the code. I can never understand. It's all zeros and ones and anything in that space. But yeah, he's a brilliant mind. He's getting it out there. He's trying his best to explain how his business works. But yeah, if it's a,
you know what I think bender, it is. Yeah. I think what you're going to hear in this show is we've all over the last 3 to 5 years have been hearing about people who buy machines to do do Bitcoin mining. We don't get into how that all works, but you hear that that's probably the beginning of how he started making money in blockchain. And then now he's just drank the whole Kool-Aid, and probably if we would have given him time and if he would have given us all textbooks, like with the cranky, and we could have read a textbook, we probably would have been able to keep up with all the blockchain. But this is a killer way to get immersed in an audio mastermind about blockchain, at least an entry level.
Yeah. Scratch the surface.
That's it. So enjoy the show today. Welcome to the show, Edward.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, Ed is a friend. He's been on my show in the past, and he dropped a lot of gold on that episode. And we're looking forward to you sharing your story and helping and inspiring the audience. Based off your lessons learned throughout life, you are the founder of or one of the partners in BPN Capital, which is B Pro. Right? Is it the BPN for B Pro?
That's BPN, correct.
B Pro Network. Yeah,
B Pro Network. Yeah.
I know we talked a lot about Bitcoin and blockchain and all that good stuff, which we can get into in deep dive here if we wanted to do our deep dive segment. But let's start off with life growing up at the Rodriguez dinner table. What was that like?
Oh, it was very interesting. So I consider myself a lucky guy because I'm the last son from my dad's side. And I have older siblings that are reaching their 60s, right? So my oldest brother is 58. So, and in my mom's side, I'm actually the first. I'm a firstborn. So I needed to be a leader in my mom's house. And I was a student at my dad's house. So It was amazing. I mean, growing up with that dynamic, aside from that, they both remarried and I ended up having two mothers and two fathers instead of just a pair. And again, I learned so much from my older siblings, not only their life teachings, but also their mistakes, you know, and they're all professional. And again, I mean, my oldest brother is almost twice my age. So by the time I was 10, he already had a family, and that I think gave me a lot of perspective in life, and that at a very young age made me aware of what to do and what not to do. And also, it's different when it's your dad telling you something than when it's your brother telling you something. For some reason, we all tend to not listen to mom and dad because whatever they say is wrong, right? So by having that kind of support, there's a sibling of mine that's exactly 10 years older than me. We're the closest from my dad's side. And it was amazing. You know, I mean, all the things that I was able to learn from this guy. It's like he's full of life and he wanted to teach me and he wanted to make sure that I didn't make any single mistake he made. Telling you, it was a true blessing.
That is a blessing. So, but you know, give us a setting. Where's home at that time? What city, state, and where are you today?
So I used to live back then in the Dominican Republic, right? And my siblings all live here. My dad also lived here, and they used to travel and visit a lot. And we stayed in touch over the phone until when I was 15, one of my brothers said, "You should come live with me." My mom was very attached to me. I was the firstborn. So she's like, "I'm not so cool with that idea, you know?" And at the time, I was doing great over there. I mean, I already had a business going, I had employees, I was making money. And I used to play baseball as well, so I was playing ball as well. So my mom is like, you know, if you go over there, you have to start from zero, right? Like all these things you have here, none of that goes. You literally start from zero. I already had a chain of hot dog stands that, if I'm not mistaken,
really?
Yes, I had 16 hot dog stands operating.
That's unbelievable.
And I didn't have to touch any of them. And aside from that, I was also the manager at my grandfather's distribution store. And I was making good money for a 15-year-old kid. You know, I was making money that a lot of adults over there did not make. So my mom told me, listen, you don't know the language. You have to start from zero. Are you really sure you want to do this? And my brother, the one I mentioned that was that's 10 years older than me, said, listen, I don't think this is a challenge. I think this is an opportunity. And I believe you should see it as that, and you should come and pretty much try it out, you know? And I said, you know what? Let's do it. And I lived with my brother for about, God, like 7 years, 5-6 years at least, right? And he was in commercial real estate. He took me by the hand, man, and this guy was... It was like having a life encyclopedia when it came to commercial real estate. It's like, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. You should be bringing your money from over there and start investing it here. You make a higher cap if you do this. You would be doing this and that. And I mean, again, it was amazing. And also, he had already been in the real estate industry for 10 years. So all of the mistakes he made, it was like, yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. So again, it was truly a blessing. And this was in Miami, Florida, that I came to live at when I was about 15.
I want to get to, you know, the most salient thing about that. By the way, commercial real estate can really teach you a lot about business, can it? I mean, so much about the way that valuations work and capitalization and getting a cap rate. All those things happen in commercial real estate. Edward. If you wouldn't mind also telling us more about what we all need to know about the blockchain and where things are going and how that correlates to your business's future.
Got it. So I like to use an analogy that makes it very simple for people to understand really what blockchain is and what it can do for the world, right? So that analogy is back in the early 90s, if you ask someone if Yahoo was the internet, a lot of people would agree with that because not a lot of people had the grasp to know the difference, right? When in reality, Yahoo was just a platform that was utilizing the internet to work on, right? Well, today we have the same analogy with blockchain. There's a lot of people that believe that Bitcoin is blockchain. And in reality, Bitcoin works on blockchain. Bitcoin is not blockchain. It's just the first case use of the technology. And also there is a misperception of blockchain's new. That's not accurate, actually. Blockchain was founded and pretty much discovered in 1991. But when it was proposed, the people that it was proposed to and many governments were given the opportunity, actually. Mainly, this was a governmental thing. But they saw what blockchain can do, right? I mean, I gave Eric the analogy of if tomorrow every single American citizen says, we want to know what the U.S. government did with the money that was given out for the stimulus now for COVID. And we demand to know. We want to know exactly where every dollar went. Well, it's going to take our government at least 3 to 5 years to give us an answer, right? Right? But if they would have used blockchain to do this, mass, it would take 3 to 5 days. And aside from that, forget that they're going to give us an answer in 3 to 5 days. They can actually tell us. It's in a public ledger. Go verify that what we're telling you is true, right? I mean, that's really the biggest issue that blockchain solves. And a lot of people still don't understand that.
Yeah, I mean, what you just said sounds so straightforward and also opaque. I can't quite get my head around it either. You know, I mean, okay, so from a layman's point of view, we think of blockchain as like various computers keeping track of ledgers, which, okay, whatever that really means. And that it's decentralized. So there's not just a computer bank of servers in one address that all of our computers are somehow holding the blockchain. So this is the confusion of a normal person. And I'm quasi-normal, a little crazier than most people. But you know, is that even close to what you mean by the words you're saying?
Yes. Let's make it simple, right? Let's say that there's a group of us that decide, you know what, instead of using our accountants, we're going to combine our computing power and we're going to go ahead and start doing our own accounting in paper, right? And we're going to use our own paper. We're not going to go ahead and outsource it. We're going to go ahead and use our own paper and we're going to do our own accounting and forget about the rest. We don't need accountants, right? That's exactly what the idea of using Bitcoin was, right? It's pretty much there is no hand behind the curtain, right? This is a decentralized economy that you're participating on because anyone, yourself, myself, anyone is open to actually be able to participate as a miner and be a part of the ecosystem of hundreds of thousands of computers that compete to actually solve the problem. And when that happens, when the problem's solved, then they get paid a reward within blockchain. I don't want to go into too many details. I want to leave it as simple as possible. And the reality is I'm going to make it as simple as I can. And I'm going to give you the example I give my now 7-year-old son when he was 5. So here am I dealing with this ton of computers. I took him to a place that I had all of my miners. He goes, "Daddy, what are you doing?" And he goes, I tell him, "I'm mining." And he goes, "Well, but you don't have a shovel. Like, what do you mean?" Because he played Minecraft back then. And I go, "Well, you have to understand. I'm going to give you an example. So I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you 5, right? Imagine if I wanted to give you 5, I needed to call your friend, give him 5, and then your friend will give you 5. How will you feel about that?" He goes, "Well, that's unnecessary, Dad. You just can give me 5 right here. Why will you want to involve my friend in this?" And I said to him, "Well, not only that, I had to pay your friend $5. So when I give him 5, he will go and literally give you 5. For me to make sure that he will do his job and give you 5, I got to give him $5. He goes, "Why will you do that?" And I go, "Well, that's exactly how our banking system works. You see, today, if I want to pay you $5, I got to put it into a bank, right? And that bank charges me a monthly service fee to handle my money. So aside from that, if I send you the money via a system that's called a wire, they're going to charge me a fee so you can get the $5. So now, instead of doing that, I can send you the money directly through a ledger that these computers actually solve." And he looked up, quite a bit confused, and then asked, "But Dad, why is not everyone doing that? Why will you still use the banks if you can actually save money by not having the bank, if this way is exactly, I can have the same result?" So I said, "Well, the reason is this is new technology, right? So a lot of the people that know what that is doing believe that I'm taking a huge risk." And remind you, this is 2 years ago, right? I started doing this in 2014. So I told him, "The problem is even bigger than what I just told you. Imagine that if you ask me, I'm your dad, if you ask me for a glass of water, I needed to call your mom, and then your mom would need to call your sister, and then your sister will call your aunt to give you a glass of water. How does that sound?" He goes, "That is absolutely crazy." And I told him, "Well, that's what we do today. If I'm sending you money and you're overseas, there's multiple financial institutions that actually are between that transaction. Because unfortunately, one single financial institution cannot handle it. And he looks up crazy confused. And I go, concentrate on the water. You're thirsty, right? And you are, let's say you go and decide to go study in France, which he, back then, he was pretty much in love with France. Let's say you go move to France and you have water in your fridge. You have to call me and say, Dad, I'm going to drink water. And I tell you, well, call your mom. Then your mom will call your sister. Then your sister will call you and say, go to the fridge and drink water. Now you can drink water. How does that sound? And as soon as I use the same example with how money moves, he told me, it's absurd. It doesn't make sense. Back then, I was teaching him to talk with different words. So he has a big vocabulary. So he uses words. He's 7 now. You talk to him and you feel like you're talking to a 20-year-old. Because he's using words that regularly you won't hear a 5-year-old using. Yeah. So he told me in his own way, I can't wait for when all of that old system is over with. So when I'm a grown-up, I don't have to be calling my mom and my sister to even drink a glass of water. Or if I want to send them money from the other side of the world, I don't have to pay so many people. It's as simple as that.
Hi, this is Melanie McCallum. Josh and I are just so grateful for the many investors who already joined us at Accountable Equity. Accountable Equity is so much more than a capital group. It's really a community of accredited investors that want to learn and grow together. I just want to personally invite you, if you want to find out more about this type of investment and see if it's right for you and your family, please visit us at accountableequity.com.
Hey, it's Hal Elrod, author of The Miracle Morning, and you're listening to Capital Hacking with Josh and Eric. Enjoy.
You know what? It's simple. All right. So you are cool with these analogies. Now I want to translate that into your daily work. You know, I mean, we're reading about you on BPN Capital, you know, and that you're doing work with tokenization of hard assets. Now, ironically, we just spent time at a conference where the topic of real estate, tokenizing real estate, was brought up. Now, is this what are the focuses of your business today? How do you earn money through the work you do today?
So the main focus of our business really is, I've been very lucky, right? Because when I started at 15, I already knew how to calculate a cap table, how to understand how risk really worked, how to understand how I could group my money, how to save taxes. Regularly, you don't learn that at that age, right? I was lucky enough to get it early. Aside from that, then I became a quant analyst, which I used to do risk analysis professionally for private clients. And I had a mentor that taught me everything I needed to know about it. Aside from that, I also had a commercial finance company that we used to do mortgages for commercial real estate transactions. And then in 2014, I discovered blockchain. So what I've done is I have combined all of my talents with blockchain. And pretty much I'm trying to level the playing field. And when I say trying to level the playing field is, back when I was a quant working for billionaires, pretty much, and large family offices, large hedge funds, and private investors that demanded, pretty much said, anything we send you, if after you do the quant analysis, if it doesn't give us back a 100% return, we don't want to see it. If I tell you that, you look at me and say, how is that even possible? 100% return? But I'm not talking about 100% return in the future. I'm talking 100% return day one, when we close the deal, which is really when you make the money, right? So when you take that into account, what we have done is, the reason we were able to do that for our clients is, all of these clients had a lot of capital at hand. many of them billions. And there's a structure that has been around for a lot of years. I call it the billionaire structure, right? I didn't come up with it. I gave it a name. I call it the billionaire structure, right? And the structure goes this way. Let's say you have a $1 billion project, right? And you own the land and you need 20% of the money to build to get a bank to give you a senior debt on it, right? That's $200 million. It's very hard for you to go to any small investor and say, hey, will you like to invest $200 million in my $1 billion project? Well, no, I don't have $200 million, right? So the only guys that really have opportunity here are billionaires, guys that have access to a lot of capital that can say, yes, I'll give you the 200 million, but in exchange, I want 40% of the equity. So let's walk back to the numbers here. They put down 200 million equals 20%. But they won 40% of the equity, right? What that means is between sales and senior debt, someone else is taking 80% of the risk on that project, right? They are literally putting in 20% and getting 40% of the equity. They won when they closed. That's 100% return. Now, let's look at the worst scenario. Worst scenario, market crashes. Now the property is worth 50% of value. They just broke even and they have an option within this contract to buy the whole project at market value. They just broke even from when they started. So the risk is very minimum, even if the market crashes. Again, they just break even if that happens. 90% of the times, the lender is not going to let them get the project for pennies on the dollar because they're holding 65% of the debt, right? So what we're doing now is we are allowing accredited investors, small family offices, and people that want to invest in real estate to participate in structures like this, thanks to tokenization, security tokens. So what we do is we go ahead and do a Reg D through security tokens, and we get accredited investors to invest $100,000, $25,000, $30,000 in deals that before, if you didn't have billions, you could not even touch. But you will make money and profit the same way that the billionaires do, because your $100,000 gives you a 100% return day one, a closing, right? And that's what we're being focused at BPN now. And we're so excited about all the projects we currently have. We're currently working on about $2.9 billion worth of structures today that are going to be hitting market very soon. And again, I mean, it's just, if you walk through everything I just said, is like giving you a seat at the table without having to have the billionaire status, which before was not available.
Ed, so break it down, because for me, as someone who's I know nothing about blockchain, right? And everyone who's listening, but a lot of the listeners understand hard assets, right? They understand, apartment buildings. They understand commercial investments and assets. How does this tie in? Is there a relation that you're providing the investors here?
Yes, there is. So pretty much, let's use the same scenario I just used. High rise, worth $1 billion. So the security tokens is a representation of a position within the ownership of that high rise that's worth $1 billion, right? So look at it as a capital stack, right? The only difference here is that there is no crazy middleman fees because we're leveraging blockchain to do it. So the reality is you're going to get a valuation of 100% of whatever amount it is that you invest day one when you close. And the biggest benefit is previous to what we used to do, where investors were trapped for 5, sometimes up to 10 years before they will be able to sell their positions. With our structure, as soon as 12 months hit, which is what the regulation allows, you can trade your tokens. So now there is a new economy that, let's say the project is halfway done, right? It's a $1 billion project. That means we have already invested $500 million within this project. Now you can see it. Now you can go to the building and touch it, right? And take pictures with it, right? So now you could go ahead and say, well, I invested at, let's say, $1,000 a token back when this was, we had not even breaking ground on this, right? Now this project's not worth $1 billion. Now this project's worth $1.5 billion. And you can sell your tokens through a secondary market economy and sell your tokens to other investors that actually will now see a product, right? Now there is half a construction that they could look, they could touch, they could see that when you got in, you couldn't do any of that because it was just an empty lot with plans and nice pictures and videos about what the project was going to be about. You see? So the big difference of what we're doing here, first one is we're giving access to people that did not have access, to people that did not even know this existed. Because again, there's this group that it wasn't that they didn't want to share it. Is that why would someone talk to you about investing on a 200 million position when they know you don't afford it? Why even start the conversation? Why tell you about 100% day one is possible when you can't do anything with it, right? I mean, one of the things that I like to say sometimes when I go and talk on a lot of the family office conferences, I share stage with a lot of the families that I work with in the past, right? And all of these families go and say, hey, my great grandfather was great. He created the railroad system in the United States. He did this, he did that. Yeah, that's all great. We all know that. And we can go to Google and find that, right? Tell me how your family has been able to keep the money for generations and generation. This is the trick. They know how to leverage the power of money. They know how to leverage the power of, we want 100% return with very minimal risk, day one. That's one of the reasons they've been able to actually keep their family wealth for years and years and years and generations to come. Because they have quants that totally understand risk analysis and make sure that the risk is very minimal and manageable at worst case scenario. And that's exactly what we're putting together using the power of blockchain today and following regulation as you may sure. know.
Yeah. So, to follow up on that, you're describing what I considered, you know, at this conference we were at, where this idea that someone could buy in a big real estate project. I mean, your numbers are in the billion concept that you're talking about. They might put in 20 grand, 50 grand, 100 grand. And then they would tokenize that 100 grand in the project and sell the tokens to someone else who cares about that project without having to actually deal with the subscription agreement and all of that. Is that kind of what I'm hearing you say? It's almost like
Not at all. So what a lot of other firms are doing is very different from what we're doing. Because a lot of other firms are doing exactly what you just explained. They get a group of guys to come in, put together some money, and then before the project's built, they go ahead and find other people that believe in the same project and sell it. That's not at all what we're doing. What we're doing is structuring deals based on risk analysis and structuring them from day one with the 20% rule, right? We go in 20%, we demand 100% return day one. And we are going to get 65% or 55% loan to value or loan to cost debt. And we are going to do either C-pays or if it's condo, we're going to do pre-sales. What you just described, what they're doing is, let's get a bunch of people, which there's totally nothing wrong with it. I don't agree that's the smartest way of doing it, but there's totally nothing wrong with it. What they do is they get 100% of the money to come from investors and then sell the project before they even build it. Well, if 100% of the money came from investors, you hold 100% of the risk. Why will I want to hold and share 100% of the risk when I can have a financial institution hold 65% of the risk and pretty much if it's a condo deal, get the other 15% come from pre-sales? Or if let's say it's a multifamily deal, get the other 15, 25% come from CPACE, right? And make it a lot more attractive where the risk is not really on the weight of the investor, but mainly on the weight of the financial institution and the CPACE or the buyers of the pre-sales. So totally different ballgame, pretty much.
This is all very heavy for me. I feel like I entered the cockpit and Ed said, Eric, I got to go to the bathroom, hold the wheel.
What?
I got lost. I'm like, Ed, I don't know what I'm doing. Get back.
That analogy, did you just make that up? That's hilarious.
Come back, please.
It's like the olden days when the pilot would come out.
Yeah. This is what I love about our show, Ed and Josh. I'm usually the least smartest in the room. So let's put it at that, because it was a lot of stuff here that I'm hoping, you know, the majority of the people can grasp and also gain enough interest that they can reach out to you. They can ask more questions, start looking into BPN Capital. And your website is actually bpncapitalgroup.io.
That's accurate.
Right?
Yeah,
I got something right, Josh. So, but yeah, we do appreciate your time. What is another way that people can reach out to you, Ed?
Oh, they can reach out to us also via the social media. So we have a Telegram, we have a LinkedIn page, we have a Twitter. They could reach us on WhatsApp. If they go to the page, they can just drop a line, as we call it, and pretty much we'll chip in and get back to them as soon as we can. And again, I mean, an idea that's been stuck in my head for a long time. So I get it. It took me some time to explain it to my wife, and she lives with me, right? and she's the CFO of the company, and she's one of the brightest people I know. Mm-hmm. And when I started with this, this is not a yesterday idea. I've been talking about this since 2014 when I discovered blockchain. Right. And I used to tell her, I will find a way to do what I'm doing for billionaires, for everyday people. I will find a way. And blockchain is the key. And she used to tell me, because back then she thought I was crazy. Like when I bought a couple hundred grand worth of mining machines, it's like, you're out of your mind. What are you even doing with that stuff? You're going to burn the house, because I was doing it at the garage at the beginning. it was madness. And again, I mean, I went 2018, I laser focused on the idea. We went through all the regulations. We hired a large team of lawyers and a compliance team and said, listen, for us to make this work, we need people within our team that are going to be potentially impact. Whenever someone hears their name, they're going to say, these guys are serious. They know what they're doing, you know, and it took time to get there and also to get the regulators to be comfortable with what we wanted it to do, right? Because, I mean, we didn't even get into the mortgage-backed securities. I mean, we do a ton of other stuff that today billionaires take advantage of that, of commercial mortgage-backed securities. And we're bringing access again to regular traditional accredited investors, you know, and you can go to our blog and see some of the stuff that we have put out, which cover this. And again, I mean, it's a lot of exciting stuff to learn and digest. It's not going to take you once to understand fully what it is that we're doing. It's going to take a lot of teaching. It's going to take a lot of education.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what. That was a good way to help summarize a lot of what we're saying here. This is just the first bite at the apple, you know, and maybe it's going to take us a few times to get to the core. Sorry, all of us. This was a true audio mastermind today. We were learning together. So, Ed, we'll have you back and we'd love to learn more about blockchain in the future. Thank you for being part of the Capital Hacking community, buddy.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. And before I leave you, as I always say, is my personal quote. Things will never be. Society must understand and adapt to structural changes because things will never go back to what they were. And after a couple milestones are done, there's no way you're going to be able to move society back. So it's time either you embrace blockchain and you become a part of the disruption, or you stay relaxed and don't pay attention to it and be a follower five years from now, and you have to pay catch up pretty much.
Dang, good ominous stuff. We'll talk to you later.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Wow, you made it, everybody. Thank you so much. Eric and I have always said that the people who join us at the end get the pearl and the prize.
Awesome. Folks, don't forget to like and share and love what we're doing on social media. If you want to hit up Josh, you want to hit me up, those are the best places to find us. We are always camped out and ready to talk and put the fire on.
We stand by on social media. But by the way, I know we're on Capital Hacking at Instagram, Capital Hacking on Facebook, and Capital Hacking on my personal favorite, LinkedIn.
Yes, because you can always find major players on LinkedIn. I know your favorite. These are some power players on LinkedIn always.
Gary Vee, he's my boy.
But Gary Vee also talks about the power of Instagram. So if you also want to find us there, we're doing a lot of really cool, sexy things on Instagram. So always you can reach out and DM us on Instagram if you have any questions or you want our time. We are always camped out and living there as well.
We will get right back to you. And just like we always say, you are now part of the team. This is a team that's here to add value to your life, and thank you for adding so much value to our life. Remember to share this podcast. Helps us grow it bigger and bigger each week, and we appreciate you posting a review on iTunes. You cannot believe how powerful that is.
Absolutely. Like and share this with anyone and everyone that you think it will add value to, and we appreciate all of that love and support. And do not forget, with great power comes great responsibility. Woo!